South Dakotans know how to do drought. But handling too much moisture is less familiar to producers, and many are feeling the stress caused by fieldwork delays, wet grains, and mud.
It's not that we don't want the moisture because we've been dry so often that we want it. It's just that we're having a little trouble getting all the projects and the important things done that we need to get done.
Selby area farmer Doug Seek is wrapping his mind around doing things differently this harvest season, formulating a plan B or even C and D as the weather dictates where and when he can combine.
I'm going to try to spread the risk. I'm going to try to combine some later and put in the air bins, and it'll be a little wetter than I want it to be. I'm probably going to take some into town and pay the extra drying charges there, and then I'm going to leave some out in the field and plan to combine it next spring.
While accepting and rolling with this year's challenges is helpful in reducing mental stress, more may be needed to keep farmers from the edge. Fort Pierre area grower Levi Newharth finds support from friends and family.
It can really wear on a person if you let it. I've really relied on my family a lot, make sure that you do stuff with the kids. And also I've talked with my different farmers around and just talk with them and just try to joke about it and find something positive about it every day and try to take the negativity out of it.
Reaching out to others is a step in the right direction, but more support may be needed. And that's where the Farm and Rural Stress Hotline can play a role. The hotline offers free and confidential help to those feeling the pressure, and it's available 24/7. The number is 800-691-4336. That's 800-691-4336. For the South Dakota Wheat Commission and the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition, I'm Pam Geppert.